Hello, this is Dr. Atul Chauhan. I am the president of the Amity Foundation and the chancellor of the Amity University.
And hello, this is Karthik Malhotra. Welcome to this very exclusive cast with Dr. Atul Chauhan. Dr. Chauhan, many thanks for taking time out when everybody is working from home. And that's absolutely wonderful. It ensures that there is no loss of continuity of work, of business, of education. But at a time like this, do you feel that technology is perhaps the only bridge which is keeping this whole education and the learning module alive, kicking and thriving?
At Amity, we have campuses and offices all around the world. So I'm quite used to being up at in the middle of the night working from home. But what we have seen is that this pandemic has sort of revolutionized the way technology is being used in education, and I think in the future will be used in the education system. Up till now, most of the teachers and faculty members, professors, always had this fear that how to use technology, can we do live classes, can we do recorded classes? But what we realized at Amity was that within a few days of training, we were able to bring thousands of our teachers online and delivering absolutely amazing quality education to all our students.
So do you think this paradigm shift in the way we are using and harnessing technology could give a fillip to a completely different style of learning and bring distance learning really to the forefront of education delivery now?
So though distance and online education has been there for many years, as Amity, we had the benefit that for the last 10 years, we've been offering online degrees. We also became the first university last year to be recognized by the Government of India to offer full degrees online. But the main difference that has come is that how technology and online learning will be used in face-to-face, normal bricks and mortar universities and schools. And what we have seen is that, of course, the concept of flipped classrooms has been there for many years, where a small percentage of the class is taught online, the rest is taught face-to-face. So I really believe that in the future, this is what will happen, that faculty members will design their classes so that the theory part of it, what is the real mundane learning where there's no interactivity, they will record. Students will be able to see those classes online, at home, or wherever they are, and they will really come into the classrooms to have a more interactive experience with the faculty member and with their peers.
So with this infrastructure cost really going down, do you feel that education, quality education, is also likely to become a little more affordable for a larger section of society, perhaps in the next couple of years?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, another big learning is that the cost of technology is not so great in having to offer online classes. The big revolution for online education in our country has been the availability of low-cost bandwidth. We are seeing, at this point, we have over 100,000 students of Amity who are sitting across the country in big cities, in small towns, learning through their mobiles, through their laptops, through their computers, and the connectivity is working great for them. They're doing the theory classes, we're even doing live lab classes for them. We are even conducting extracurricular programs, like every morning, first thing, we have yoga classes happening for these students. And I attended one of the yoga classes this morning, and I was amazed to see 15,000 of our students at 8 a.m. were doing yoga in their living rooms all across the country. So this is really an absolute revolution that is happening.
And for the sake of our viewers, this interaction is also happening by deploying technology without any studio interface, without any production interface, and using internet technologies. But coming back to the pandemic, Dr. Chauhan, do you think it's going to have a lasting impression on students who are at a tender age, at an influential age right now? Do you think this whole environment of a lockdown and the health hazards of the pandemic are really going to create a lasting impact and something that the children will take with them for a very long time?
Well, I think we're already seeing that not only children, but the whole society as such is experiencing a lockdown for the first time in their lives. And what we have seen is that children are becoming closer to their family members. I mean, I think this is a societal issue that India has been facing, where the bond of families has been deteriorating. At Amity, we've really been working on this, how to bring, I think the biggest strength of our country has always been the respect that the younger generation has for the elder generation, the care that the generations take of each other. What we're seeing is during this lockdown period, the families are in the kitchen together, they are making food together, they're playing board games together. The feeling of the value of families, the value of friendship is being imbibed in the young as the older generation. And I think this will be a really positive impact in the future, where everyone will value the time spent with loved ones. People will look at how to manage. If we see businesses, many people have realized that a lot of resources were being wasted, a lot of time was being wasted in doing unnecessary activities. People will understand how to become more efficient, how to become more lean, and society will really learn out of this pandemic and emerge as a better society.
And at difficult times like these, I think some positive thoughts and some positive words will definitely go down well with listeners and with viewers of this cast. Dr. Chauhan, coming back to the core education philosophy at Amity, do you think technology at some level is also creating a conflict in these young impressionable minds? Because we are moving from a society which went after a no screen time, zero screen time, and here we are giving screens to our children as a mode of learning and keeping the learning continuity intact. So do you see a conflict arising at some point in the minds of the children?
No, I think, see, if you look at the generation which has been born in the last few years, or maybe the last 5 years, for them, screens are a part of life. And what institutions, especially universities, have to understand and realize is that one has to move with the ages, because there's a whole generation of youngsters who is coming into the education field using technology for everything in their lives. And if suddenly they come into academic institutions which are not harnessing the technology, which are not utilizing it to the fullest, they will not accept it. And the faster that education institutions realize this, the better it is.
What about the senior students? I mean, there's bound to be pressure on them. The students who are possibly preparing for their examinations, or those who have possibly just completed their examinations, anticipating their results. Do you think technology-based learning at senior classes, at the level of slightly more evolved students, is also going to be a restriction because you are distancing the laboratory, you're distancing the art? So the theoretical learning can very well happen, but does technology have the ability to give the practical learning as well to children of the senior classes?
No, see, of course, there are virtual labs out there. I personally feel that when it comes to practicals, it is very difficult to replicate being in actually a physical lab. So this is something, I mean, if we see during this pandemic, many schools are holding, as we are, virtual labs, but we are simultaneously planning that the moment the schools reopen, we will have extensive practical and lab classes for all our students. You know, and it is a tough time, especially for students who have boards this year. One has to do a lot of studies. Many times the benefit they get on online learning is that it can be more personalized. If we see in terms of the assessment with various artificial intelligence tools that exist on online testing systems, when we see our Amity teachers, they are able to get feedback individualized for every student on how much they are grasping from the learning, what needs to be done to teach them at an individual level. And I think this is what technology will really make, where it will make a difference. Where in a normal classroom, where let's say a teacher has 25 to 30 students, it is very difficult for a teacher to customize their education for each child. You know, every class will have someone who is very brilliant, someone who is slightly less fast in learning, but technology is enabling this. And especially for higher classes, it makes a big difference. When you see, this world has become so competitive that let's say in the class 12th board exams, a 0.5% makes a huge difference between whether you will get into a top university or a mediocre university. So there is a lot of pressure on these youngsters. And what we as a foundation have done for our students, at least, is we have because we know that there is a lot of pressure on the students in any case, but especially during this pandemic that is happening during lockdown, we have established a 24/7 counseling helpline where we have professional psychologists and counselors available on the telephone 24 hours a day. Any student of ours, whether they are feeling stressed or they have a worry or they want to ask a question on how they should handle themselves, or if they have relationship issues with their parents or with their friends or brothers or sisters, they can just call our counselors and just talk.
And what's the kind of response that you're getting from that helpline? Are there a lot of children who are under this stress? Are there a lot of students feeling the pressure?
No, absolutely. It is. So a lot of young people are feeling this pressure, and we are getting so many calls. We, in the last couple of days, we have extended the number of counselors who are available at any given point of time to speak to them. Because with a lockdown like this, you are confined to your homes. You know, for many people, they have never done this. In the end, humans are social beings. You know, we thrive. Our happiness comes from interacting with our friends, with going out and meeting people. Especially the younger students and other students, they are feeling the pressure of social distancing. They are not. And the biggest question everyone asks is, when is school restarting? Everyone wants to get back to school. No one likes, though in the mind of a student, initially they may have been excited, oh, we're getting in a holiday. And it's not a holiday, because every Amity student is doing online classes. So it is school at home. But they miss their friends, they miss their teachers, they miss that interaction, they miss the fun. So what we are now developing also on online are our social rooms, where students can come together and rather than doing learning and just doing their classes, they can come, they can play Pictionary, they can do quizzes together. So groups of friends can come together, and whereas they would do debating in the classroom, they can do debates through technology. They can play games together through technology.
How exciting. And I think difficult times, but innovative solutions, keeping the children motivated, keeping them distracted, keeping them distanced, and yet through technology, bridging them together. Dr. Atul Chauhan, many thanks for joining us on this wonderful cast. And we look forward to having you back soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.